आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस: गवर्नमेंट अप्रूव्स टू रोपवे प्रोजेक्ट्स फ्रॉम सोनप्रयाग टू केदारनाथ एंड गोविंद घाट टू हेमकुंड साहिब इन उत्तराखंड। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू बी ऑन अ डे लॉन्ग विजिट उत्तराखंड टुडे टू एड्रेस अ पब्लिक मीटिंग इन हरसिल। External Affairs Minister Jaishankar says Trump administration in US is moving towards multipolarity which suits India's interests. US pauses intelligence sharing with Ukraine after cutting off military aid. Khelo India Para Games 2025 to be held in New Delhi from the 20th of this month. And in cricket, New Zealand set up summit clash with India in Champions Trophy after beating South Africa by 50 runs in Lahore. The government has given approval for the development of Sonprayag to Kedarnath Ropeway with a length of 12.9 kilometers. Briefing media New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the total cost of the project will be over 4,000 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav also informed about 12.4 kilometers Hemkund Sahib Ropeway that is to be developed at a cost of 2,730 crore rupees.
8 to 9 hours की जो जर्नी है दैट विल बिकम अ जर्नी ऑफ 36 मिनट्स। श्रद्धालुओं को तो बेनिफिट होगा ही होगा और साथ ही साथ बहुत बड़ा जो लोकल बिजनेसेस हैं उनको बेनिफिट होगा और जो दिव्यांगजन हैं और जो हमारे बुजुर्ग साथी हैं उन सब के लिए भी एक बहुत बड़ी मेजर बेनिफिट इससे निकलेगा।
Mr. Vaishnav said government has taken decisions for livestock health and disease prevention with a cost of 3,880 crore rupees. He said the vaccination program will be a major thrust area of this program. He said this will help the farmers. He said good quality and affordable generic veterinary medicines will be provided through Pashu Aushadhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Uttarkashi on a day-long visit to Uttarakhand this morning. Mr. Modi will address a public meeting in Harsil. We have more from a correspondent.
During his tour, the Prime Minister will visit Mukwa village, the winter adobe of Goddess Ganga, where he will offer prayers. Following this, he will take in the panoramic view of the Himalayas from Mukwa viewpoint and inspect the Uttarakhand winter tourism exhibition in Harsil. Additionally, he will flag off adventure sports rallies and trekking expedition while also addressing a public gathering. Security and administrative arrangements have been finalized ahead of the visit. This tour is seen as a significant step towards boosting tourism in Uttarakhand and giving national recognition to its winter destination. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami stated that the Prime Minister visit will contribute to the state's economic growth.
Pradhan Mantri ji ke aane ke baad economy ko bahut bada boost milega aur humne jo seetkalin yatra prarambh ki hai usko bahut prosahan milega.
Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
Union Minister for Labour and Employment Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has said India's social security coverage has doubled from 24.4% to 48.8%. Addressing the post-budget webinar on the theme Investing in People, the minister emphasized that a nation's greatest asset is its people. He added that 10 new employees State Insurance Corporation, ESIC, medical colleges have been approved with plans for 10 more in the pipeline. The minister outlined the government's mission to skill and empower India's youth, ensuring that Indian talent makes a global impact. He further highlighted the roadmap for Viksit Bharat by 2047. Mr. Mandavia stated that investing in people is not just an economic decision, but a social, moral and cultural commitment towards an educated, healthy and empowered society. Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Omar Abdullah, who holds finance portfolio, will present economic survey in the Legislative Assembly today. The economic survey for the year 2024-25 will be tabled in the House a day ahead of presentation of General Budget by Mr. Abdullah in the Assembly. The budget session of Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly will begin today with the Governor's address. Four bills, the Arunachal Pradesh Goods and Services Tax Amendment Bill 2025, the Arunachal Pradesh Arun Parivar Patra Authority Bill 2025, the Arunachal Pradesh Public Premises Eviction of Unauthorized Occupants Amendment Bill 2025, and the Arunachal Pradesh Flood Plain Zoning Bill 2025 will be introduced in the State Assembly today. The five-day assembly session will conclude on March 12th. Sahitya Academy will organize its annual Festival of Letters, Sahitya Utsav, Asia's largest literature festival at Rabindra Bhavan in New Delhi from the 7th to the 12th of March. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Secretary of the Sahitya Academy, Dr. K. Srinivasa Rao, said that this six-day event will be inaugurated by Union Minister for Culture, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat. Over 700 writers from different parts of the country representing more than 50 languages will participate in the festival. The event will feature nearly 120 sessions. The theme of this festival is Indian Literary Traditions. It will feature young writers, women writers, Northeast and tribal writers, LGBTQ writers and poets, alongside renowned writers, translators, publishers, poets and distinguished personalities from various fields. The Festival of Letters is open and free for all literary lovers and those who wish to experience the flavor of India's longest running literature festival. In Uttar Pradesh, an active terrorist of the Babbar Khalsa International, BKI, with alleged links to Pakistan's ISI, was arrested from Koshambi district in the early hours today in a joint operation by UP, STF and Punjab police. The suspected terrorist, Lajar Masi, a resident of Kurlian village in Ramdas area of Amritsar, Punjab, was nabbed around 3:20 a.m. Additional Director General of Police, UP Special Task Force, Law and Order, Amitabh Yash, said that the operation was carried out in the Kokhraj police station area of Koshambi. He said, as per available information, the arrested terrorist works for Swan Singh, alias Jivan Fauji, the head of the German-based module of the Babbar Khalsa International, and is in direct touch with Pakistan-based ISI operatives. UPSTF has recovered some explosive material and illegal arms from the terrorist. The ADG said this terrorist had escaped from judicial custody in Punjab on September 24th last year. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download news on AIR app. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said that the U.S. administration under President Donald Trump is moving towards multipolarity, which suits India's interests. Dr. Jaishankar said that the United States foreign policy shift under President Trump was expected and it suits India in many ways. External Affairs Minister was addressing a session titled India's Rise and Role in the World at the Chatham House think tank in London yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar is on a six-day visit to the UK and Ireland.
President and an administration which in our parlance is moving towards multipolarity, and that is something which suits India, and by practicing promoting. Since 1945, one tends to think and talk about the United States as US and the Western world. So it's more like a block rather than a nation. US's own self-perception is now more as a nation and perhaps a little less as a block.
Responding to a question on resolving issues in Kashmir, Dr. Jaishankar said, removing Article 370 was step number one, restoring growth and economic activity and social justice in Kashmir was step number two, and holding elections with a very high turnout was step number three. He said India is waiting for the return of the stolen part of Kashmir, which is under illegal Pakistani occupation. When that is done, Kashmir issue will be solved, he said.
Removing Article 371, then restoring growth and economic activity and social justice in Kashmir was holding elections, which were done with a very high turnout. Part we are waiting for is the return of the stolen part of Kashmir, which is on the under illegal Pakistani occupation. When that's done, I assure you, Kashmir solved.
On China, Dr. Jaishankar noted some positive movement since October 2024, including the opening of the Mount Kailash pilgrimage route in Tibet. U.S. has paused intelligence sharing with Ukraine alongside a military aid freeze, part of a pressure campaign to force its government to cooperate with the White House's plans to end the country's war with Russia. The CIA Director John Ratcliffe and the National Security Advisor Michael Waltz both confirmed the pause in intelligence support, but suggested it could be short-lived if Ukraine quickly came back to the negotiating table. In U.S., a 27-year-old student from Telangana was shot dead by unidentified persons in Wisconsin. Praveen, a native of Keshampet Mandal in Shadnagar constituency, Ranga Reddy district, was in his second year of a master's program while working a part-time job. The tragic incident has left his family and community deeply shocked. His family members informed that the circumstances leading to his death were not clear. More details are awaited. U.S. President Donald Trump issued a stern ultimatum to Hamas, demanding the immediate release of all hostages held in Gaza, along with the return of the bodies of those killed. His warning came just hours after the White House confirmed it was engaged in direct negotiations with the militant group, a move that marks a shift in U.S. policy. He further pledged to provide Israel with everything it needs to eliminate Hamas, warning that not a single Hamas member will be safe if the hostages are not released. In a social media post, Trump described the situation as urgent, saying that Hamas should not delay the release of the hostages or the bodies of those killed. He condemned the actions, calling them sick and twisted for holding on to the bodies of the victims. In Pakistan, at least 4 people were killed and 5 others injured in an explosion in a market in the restive Balochistan province yesterday. Police said an improvised explosive device, IED, was attached to a motorbike which was parked in the Nal Bazaar in Khujdar. According to reports, some vehicles were also destroyed in the blast. In a statement, Balochistan Chief Minister Mir Sarfaraz Bughti strongly condemned the blast, saying that orders were issued to provide the injured with the best medical care available. Eyal Zamir has taken over as the 24th Chief of the Israel Defense Forces, IDF. He has warned that Israel's multi-front conflict would be ongoing and vowed to strike its enemies with tremendous force. Zamir assumed his new role during a change of command ceremony at the Kiryat military base in Tel Aviv following government approval of his appointment. Moving on to the world of sports, Khelo India Para Games 2025 will be held in New Delhi from the 20th of this month. We have a report.
Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has announced that the second edition of Khelo India Para Games 2025 will be held in New Delhi from 20th to 27th of this month. Around 1,230 para-athletes will compete in 6 disciplines during the games, including the medalists from the Paris Paralympics 2024 and the Asian Para Games 2022 held in Hangzhou, China. Next, in the ICC Champions Trophy 2025, New Zealand set up the summit clash with India, beating South Africa by 50 runs in the second semi-final at Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore last night. The final match of the championship will be played between India and New Zealand at Dubai International Stadium on Sunday. Next, we have news from Indian Super League football. Odisha FC defeated Jamshedpur FC 3-2 at the JRD Tata Sports Complex yesterday. Today, Hyderabad FC will clash against Punjab FC at 7:30 p.m. in Gachibowli Stadium, Hyderabad. And finally, in Orleans Masters Badminton Championship, India's 19-year-old Ayush Shetty delivered a stunning straight games victory over former world champion Loh Kin Yew of Singapore in the round of 32. It was a mixed day for India. The experienced HS Pranoy made a winning start, beating world number 24 Wong Zhu Wei of Chinese Taipei in 3 games. Fellow Indian Kiran George went down to Jia Hing Jason Tay of Singapore in 3 games. With Neelam Kaushik, Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to VC Pramod.
Thank you, Abhishek. The Asian Age, quoting Prime Minister Modi, says the day not far when India is a $5 trillion economy. While Business Standard quotes the Prime Minister as saying, budget paves the way for a strong workforce. Cabinet nod for 2 ropeways in Uttarakhand, reports Hindustan Times. The Statesman quotes Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman as saying, Vishwas Bill 2.0 decriminalized over 100 provisions. The Times of India, quoting External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar, says India-UK ties help stabilize uncertain, volatile world. Zelensky is open to peace talks. Minerals deal, says Trump, reports The Hindu. Table tennis legend Sharad Kamal retires, leaves unmatched legacy, reports the Indian Express. And finally, LeBron James becomes first to score 50,000 combined points in NBA, reports the Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Pramod. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government approves 2 ropeway projects from Son Prayag to Kedarnath and Govind Ghat to Hemkund Sahib in Uttarakhand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to be on a day-long visit to Uttarakhand today to address a public meeting in Harsil. External Affairs Minister Jayashankar says Trump administration in US is moving towards multipolarity, which suits India's interests. US pauses intelligence sharing with Ukraine after cutting off military aid. Khelo India Para Games 2025 to be held in New Delhi from the 20th of this month. And in cricket, New Zealand set up summit clash with India in Champions Trophy after beating South Africa by 50 runs in Lahore. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.